checking passengers for Ebola
after flying here from West Africa.
Colorado teens tempted by ISIS.
They appear to be acting out some kind of jihad fantasy.
More vehicles recalled.
These airbags are ticking time bombs.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Today's the day people from the Ebola zone in West Africa can only enter this country through five airports. And at three of them, ill passengers have raised warning flags. Live to CBS's Vicky Barker.
The CDC says a Liberian man was running a fever when he was screened on arrival at Newark Airport and may have been exposed to the virus back home. He's been hospitalized for observation. So have two travelers from Liberia who got sick while flying to Chicago's O'Hare Airport. And the Washington Post reports four people have been sent to hospitals in recent days after arriving at Dulles Airport. If Ebola is confirmed in any of those patients, health officials will start contacting fellow passengers and anyone else who may have come into contact with them.
I'm Heather Bosch. An American cameraman who contracted Ebola in Liberia has tested negative for the virus now. Nebraska Medical Center says Ashoka Mukpo is getting out of the hospital. A Dallas nurse being treated in Bethesda, Maryland, has been upgraded from fair to good condition. Nina Pham caught Ebola while treating a Liberian man who died from it.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. President Obama meets here today with new Ebola response coordinator Ron Klain. Spokesman Josh Earnest summed up Klain's challenge coordinating the government's Ebola strategy.
There have been some shortcomings in the response.
White House officials say Klain will be a behind-the-scenes fix-it expert to make sure all agencies involved in that response are on the same page. In Dallas, the scene of three Ebola cases, CBS's Peter King reports on a new treatment facility.
It's been a scramble to get ready at the Methodist Health System Hospital in Richardson.
I've never worked so hard on something that I hoped we never had to do.
Dr. Sam Bagshi says the floor will be contained in every possible way.
It's a unit that is on its own dedicated floor and has a completely contained air system, lab, and radiology capability.
Bagshi says the training for caregivers has been intense. All are volunteers. In fact, he says, they had more volunteers than they could handle. Peter King, CBS News, Dallas.
Three teenage girls from suburban Denver are back home after an odyssey brought them overseas. CBS's Bob Orr says they were stopped in Germany but apparently had other plans.
Law enforcement sources say there are indications the girls, ages 15 to 17, were planning to travel on to Syria, where they ultimately hope to link up with radical fighters. Sources say the girls, two of Somali descent and the other Sudanese, may have been greatly influenced by terrorist propaganda.
Overseas, ISIS fighters seized at least one batch of weapons dropped by the U.S.-led coalition intended for Kurdish fighters. CBS's Holly Williams went to a prison in northern Syria where captured ISIS militants are being held.
15-year-old Karim Mufle freely admits that he fought with ISIS. They captured my village and gave me a choice, he told us, either join ISIS or be beheaded. Mufle told us he was a witness to massacres when ISIS seized villages in Syria. I even saw them kill a woman because her wedding dress showed her neck and bare arms, he told us. He claims that ISIS gave him an anti-anxiety drug, Zolim, before he went into battle. That drug makes you lose your mind, he said. If they give you a suicide belt and tell you to blow yourself up, you'll do it.
Jeffrey Fowle is back on American soil. The plane carrying him landed in Dayton, Ohio, a little over an hour ago, a day after he was released by North Korea. He was arrested in June on charges of leaving a Bible in a nightclub. It's expanded again, a recall of vehicles with airbags that can explode. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert.
The government adding vehicles from Ford, Chrysler, Mitsubishi, and Subaru to the alert. 7.8 million cars and trucks in all that could have airbags that could send metal fragments flying. Some car makers even telling owners to keep people out of the front passenger seat until the airbags are fixed.
And some have called for help have gotten this.
A customer service representative will return your call within one business day.
And the nation's auto safety websites had issues too. Ben Bradley, the journalistic giant who guided the Washington Post through the Watergate scandal, has died at 93.
I can't do the reporting for my reporters, which means I have to trust them. And I hate trusting anybody.
Jason Robards portrayed Bradley in the movie All the President's Men. Carl Bernstein's Watergate bombshells with Bob Woodward had to make it past Bradley's editorial scrutiny.
He had the greatest of instincts He had perfect antenna. He was a great reporter before he was an editor.
Bernstein tells the Kalb Report Bradley was a genius with unbending principle. In Washington, CBS's Dan Revive has more on the annual waste book from a member of Congress.
Senator Tom Coburn pointing to programs he considers low priority and basically wasteful, including a video game developed by the Army for $414,000 to help recruitment. But Coburn, an Oklahoma Republican, says terrorists could also use it for training. And he says the National Institutes of Health spent $387,000 to research alternative medicine on animals, including Swedish massages for rabbits.
Overseas, an American Marine's been turned over to local authorities in the Philippines. PFC Joseph Pemberton's been implicated in the death of a transgender Filipino. Kansas City, hosting its first World Series game in 29 years, saw the hometown Royals lose Game 1 to San Francisco last night 7-1. CBS's Steve Futterman.
There was a feel-good atmosphere here in Kansas City last night.
It's unbelievable. I mean, 29 years.
Until the game began.
In the air to center, well hit.
The San Francisco Giants never trailed, jumping out to a 3-0 lead in the first inning, the call on Fox Sports. And that was just the beginning. San Francisco did it with hitting and pitching. Manager Bruce Bochy.
That's what I love about these guys. They're all about winning.
Game two takes place here tonight. The Royals hope to tie the series before it moves to San Francisco for the next three. Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the World Series in Kansas City.
Toys R Us is pulling four collectible dolls from the Emmy Award-winning TV series Breaking Bad after a Florida mom launched a petition campaign. Actor Bryan Cranston, who played the meth-making chemistry teacher, tweeted, "I'm burning my Florida mom action figure in protest." Acceptance of gays and even same-sex marriage has been on the rise, but as CBS's Pam Coulter tells us, a new report finds it's still not easy for many young gays and lesbians.
While reports of anti-gay comments have fallen 20% since 2001, the survey found LGBT students still face harassment at school. More than a third said they've been pushed or shoved in the past year, and 17% said they were assaulted because of who they are. Eliza Bayard with the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network, or GLSEN.
One in three LGBT students had reports having skipped a day of school in the past month simply because they were too afraid to go.
She says a growing number of schools are implementing policies supporting LGBT students. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
The first openly gay player in the NFL is looking for work. Defensive lineman Michael Sam was released yesterday by the Dallas Cowboys from their practice squad. That's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.